in the early chapters of the novel, when Helen has just appeared in this new community and encountered Gilbert and his family and the community in which he lives, the people in the community want to get to know Helen. They want to know, to find out where she's come from. She's come with a small child, a small boy. They're very critical of the way in which she looks after him. They think she is overly protective of him. In part, she's overly protective of him because she's hiding him, in fact, because, in fact, under the law, she has no right to take the child away from his father. But she's also concerned about his moral and his physical education, more so than the people within the local community. So there's quite a lot of discussion about the kinds of food that you should give a child, the kinds of exercise a child should have, and in particular whether or not a child should have alcohol. The local people think that taking some beer or some wine is all just part of the general things that people will consume in their everyday lives. But Helen is very concerned that he should have absolutely no alcohol at all. And she's trained him to be sick, in fact, she's trained him with emetics so that he would never ever want to take alcohol at all. And that the local people are very critical of this, and they think that she's bringing him up as a Nancy boy, I think, or Miss Nancy, I think, is the expression that they use. There are a number of things that I think that are interesting there. In particular, I think the theme of alcohol and alcoholism is something that the novel is particularly concerned with. Arthur, after all, is an alcoholic, but Helen's father had also died of alcoholism, and there's a suggestion that her son will become an alcoholic through inheritance, it will be a hereditary disease. And because of this, she thinks that he has a proclivity to become an alcoholic and therefore should be absolutely teetotal. There's lots of discussion at the time that Anne Bronte was surely aware of as to whether or not it was better to abstain from alcohol and drink alcohol moderately or to be teetotal completely, and that those debates about alcohol and the consumption of alcohol are something that are live within society in the 1840s in particular, are ones that are reflected on in the novel. There's also the question of the education of the boy and how to bring him up as a proper man, and the question of whether or not she's mollycoddling him and making him effeminate in some way is something that the novel is pursuing. The novel, I think, thinks is in favour of a more temperate form of masculinity, in much the same way that I think Jane Eyre is, that it sees that the extremes of masculine behaviour are things that should be moderated and should be moderated by female influence. And that is one of the themes that the novel is particularly concerned to go into.